Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
All right, to start off the week, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah, well, it's not really breaking news, but it's kind of boring breaking news.
What is it? I don't even know what you're about to say.
Nobody was killed on the barb boat this week.
Nobody was killed?
Literally.
Surprising to everyone, nobody was killed on the barb boat.
Nobody was killed
at Stonewall.
Yes, everyone. In gay breaking news,
yes,
the demon twink did not come back.
He was not thrown overboard on the barb boat.
No, she didn't even make it.
She didn't even make it. I know. I did see plenty of Instagram stories celebrating the life of Nicki Minaj on the boat. I did not see any fatalities. I'm shocked. I thought at least one twink would go overboard.
Me too. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, there is a party that happens on a boat. Ty Sunderland hosts and DJs. Gay Twitter is always going crazy for these tickets.
On the boat.
There was a demon twink.
An oomph meetup.
Oh, yes.
It's where everyone meets their oomphs.
All their oomphs meet up.
Yeah.
And I have FOMO because I get motion sick, so I can't go to these things. I'm sure I could if I took enough medication, right?
I'm sure you could, too. I just feel like you might get into an altercation. Might start swinging on the boat.
Yeah, Demon Twink 2 incoming on the next boat.
Exactly.
On the Ava Max boat.
I'll be on the Stacey Orico boat.
What other boats do we need? There was
a
Chromatica boat.
We need a few boats. Oh, there was a Chromatica boat. That's right. There was a Madonna boat, which I did do a few years ago.
The Titanic.
There was. The Carry Ferry. I need to pilot the Carry Ferry. I need to drive it myself, and it sinks right in the Hudson.
It's just a kayak with two people in it.
Take a kayak. Yeah, I need to do a Celine boat.
Oh,
sure.
A Celine boat.
Honestly, and then you can do the whole My Heart Will Go On and everything.
Yeah. And then like there'll be two oomps standing on the top of the, like this.
Two oomps. There's six lifeboats here. That's 23 times. There's
no,
too many oomphs.
Not the lifeboats. That's too soon.
Too many oomphs and not enough boats.
No. No. Oh my God. That's so disrespectful to the survivors of the Titanic.
Here comes our notes app apology already. So soon into the episode.
No, not lifeboats, oomphs. Oh my God. That's such a great idea, though.
It is a good idea. Yeah.
There's Ty, many if you're listening.
Yeah.
Celine boat next.
Celine boat, Celine kayak. Yes. Have you seen the kayak interview?
What?
So, and it's not.
Oh, like, yes.
Yes. Celine. Like all memes, it was born out of something serious, but it was just her impassioned plea to save people in the hurricane by take a kayak.
Yeah.
And then take a kayak went viral. She's a sweetheart. Anyway, congratulations to everyone who survived the barb boat.
Mm-hmm.
That is the latest breaking news.
Can't wait to see what the next one will be.
I know. Well, I don't think it'll be what's next, or maybe it will. The Jesse Nelson boat, everyone.
A little mix boat could happen.
Little mix boat could happen, for sure. And it should. I just think there should be a girl group boat in general.
Ooh.
Like, I used to spice do my boat. Girl group nights, DJ nights, and that could totally be a boat theme. Yeah, spice boat.
Let's
anyway.
Get a Legends Only boat.
That will definitely sink.
Yeah. We can have a feud with the Thai boat.
Lifeguards only.
Yeah.
We definitely should do that. So, okay. That, oh. Well.
Exposed.
For the first time ever.
There could be 99 people in a room.
and one is not present.
Yeah.
I can see you from my house.
Yeah. Yes, everyone, whatever.
We're having a bit of a remote moment, and that's fine. You can see there's a box behind me for a knockoff Roomba I just got.
Oh.
Called a Dinky.
Did you see that Roomba TikTok of the person that put the googly eyes in the red wig? And it was like, yes. I'm a survivor.
Yes, who, by the way, Reba put out a 2021 remix of that song.
I did not see that.
Keeping Up with the Kids.
Oh.
That's what you do when you go viral on TikTok. You say, remix this right now and put it out.
Isn't she also coming out with something called like Remixed, Revisited, Remastered?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh.
Still iconic. Still a survivor.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She knows.
I saw the Instagram takeover and I was like, what's happening?
Oh, there was a takeover?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. She's with it.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway.
Moving on to our next big topic of the evening.
Yes.
It's daytime. Little Mix, a group that T. Kyle knows intimately well, has stanned from the beginning since X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
Jessie Nelson announced at the end of 2020 that she was taking time off, leaving the band for her mental health, and that it was too much for her. It took a toll, basically. And then pretty much 4 months later, signed a solo deal and was like, I'm back.
That's her, if you don't know.
Yes, that's how you know Little Mix.
She's the ballet girl from Vine.
Thank you. So that was already feeling kind of weird. And now, as of this week, she put out a video teaser for her incoming era. And the voiceover is so dramatic. And it's like, finally, the music I always wanted to make. Finally, it's time to be me. It's like,
oh, how do you ballet?
Yeah.
That should be the teaser.
That should be. I'm just like, first of all, Little Mix have done pop, R&B, all these electronic, like, they've done the whole span of genre, I would say. Like, I'm very interested to see, is she Bjork? Is she making Icelandic weird music? I don't think so, but we'll see. But the teaser, she's giving you Xtina stripped meets Problematic.
Oh, iconic.
The girls in the Discord were, and on Twitter certainly, are calling it out. We're entering some dicey territory with the looks, for sure.
I didn't see it.
Well, I don't know, Miss Nelson. I don't know. The thing is, I want to root for all of them. Obviously, like, I always love a girl group, and I always love a solo moment.
Number one with Galantis.
Who?
Little Mix.
Oh,
Heartbreak Anthem.
Yes. But I feel like she's kind of giving reason to feel a certain type of way, because now she's allegedly releasing on the 10th anniversary of Little Mix, which is drama.
Yeah, that's dramatic.
And I don't know. Also, MNEK, who worked with them from the beginning, he made Wings and everything, tweeted like, if I could only speak, or something like that. He was like, if I could only talk right now, which many people believed was about Miss Nelson.
Well, you'll always be known as the girl who didn't go to Paris
and
didn't
go
to number one with Galantis and only said Balegde.
I'm still rooting for her. I just find it weird. Maybe there will be an explanation for it. Maybe the era won't be as bad as it's starting to shape up to be. I don't want to root against her, but it's feeling weird right now. It's weird. Get weird promo. So that's where we're at with Miss Jessie. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Also, she unfollowed everyone. And
that's
then
dramatic.
And followed Nicki Minaj. So now we're thinking there's a feature.
Oh my God, was Jessie on the Barb boat?
She was, that is what I was going to say. She's on the Barb boat.
Well, in other news, Christina Aguilera's strip, did we talk about that moment that happened with her Instagram story?
What about her Instagram story?
Christina with Billie Eilish.
We didn't.
Did we talk? Oh. Where did we talk about that? I feel like we talked about that. Oh, I think we talked about it at the bar.
Oh.
When we went out to the drag show.
We didn't talk about it on the record.
Right. We talked about it in person when we went out.
She did promo for Happier Than Ever.
Yes. So Christina Aguilera promoed Happier Than Ever, but in true Christina fashion, promoed herself, yes. Basically giving her credit, being like, I was ahead of my time.
It was
this
definitely
reminds me of myself.
It was very much a Legendina moment for those who understand the reference. It was perfectly stated. I love this album. It reminds me of a younger me.
She didn't lie.
She didn't lie. Of course not. No. The girls are always inspired by those who have come before, and she is the moment, the trendsetter. So
she's just the one to call it out.
Yeah. And the one to let you know. Yeah. I loved that moment, actually. So that's Miss X.
Yes. Well, from X to B.
X to B. Yeah, the latest in the segment that is now Freeney, much like everything in this ongoing saga, everything and nothing has happened.
Yeah, and everything will change after
as soon
we
as
hit
we
upload.
Hit publish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It all happened in a span of about an hour, I'd say. We got a report that Jamie Spears allegedly agreed to step down as conservator, only for it to be revealed that if you really dig into the paperwork, he merely said, yeah, I'll step down once you basically pay me like $1.2 million and we find somebody else to transition the power to. And it was like, so you said nothing. You actually said nothing.
Yeah, that the headlines sort of, ran with.
The headlines, TMZ started with, he's stepping down, which like, sure, he agreed to step down at some point. There's no timetable given or whatever. He acknowledged that he would eventually in time step down, I suppose. But it was more like, I want money, more money, and somebody else needs to take my place.
Yeah.
Which is like, also, you should not be involved in whoever that is.
Right.
If there needs to be somebody before it's dissolved completely, it shouldn't be you touching it. It was, as per usual, confusing, elusive, shady.
The media ran with it.
Well, yeah, it's a very, because the line
I saw in newspapers that were in my lobby the next day, it was like, Britney is free. She's free. And I'm like, oh, right. My, like, it's.
Which really, and even the TMZ one, which was misleading, but even the TMZ was like, did point out that, you know, Matthew Rosengart was like, that's nice, but he should step down now. Like, it was made clear if you even read that article that like it wasn't actually like right now he's stepping down. So people definitely, I think, jumped the gun on celebrating. However, I don't think it's a bad thing that this is. But this filing really doesn't mean anything, I don't think. In fact, I think it just highlighted more inconsistencies in the story.
Yeah.
I think he tried to throw Lynn under the bus and then also kind of like incriminated himself by suggesting that the funds were used for Lynn or something, which was like, oop, that was sort of telling on yourself.
Yeah, there was so some, it's like you were using her money in
so you were. Yeah.
Ways that you shouldn't have been.
Right. I think it was sort of telling on him. And then I think this money that he's still waiting to get the bill on or whatever is from like damage control PR or something I was reading in the Yahoo article that was actually really good, which obviously is not what the funds are meant for. So I think it was more telling on himself than anything. So I think it might have actually fucked him even more, even though they got away with like this misleading headline. I still think it was telling on himself.
Yeah.
But, you know, before, I'm actually glad we didn't run to do a fucking emergency episode because we would have just got it all wrong.
Oh, no. I was like, I was offline. I was like, what is going on?
Well, you were doing Roblox.
By the time I had gotten into it, it had already, the secondary headlines.
The hype had already hit. Yeah.
Where they were like, oh, actually, no, it's not this.
Yeah. It's kind of a nothing burger story, but. You know, the case is coming up in September that could
be. Which is very soon.
It is very soon. And it could be, should be the one where he is removed from the estate. And now we're having some issues with Miss Penny, Judge Penny, because her son keeps tweeting about the case, which is a conflict of interest. Now, I will say, of course, nobody wants to have their mother harassed. And that's what he was tweeting about.
Oh, I didn't even see this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But the problem is, I think it becomes a conflict of interest ethically, as people were pointing out in the Discord, that I don't think as a family member of a judge, you're allowed to speak publicly on a case. I don't know if that's definitely true. It seems ethically ambiguous.
I don't know.
He unfortunately goofed by, from the very beginning, tweeting once Framing Britney Spears came out. He was like celebrating that his mother was going to get her out of it. But then because the case didn't, that most recent ruling where like he couldn't be removed sooner was like against Britney, then he really, the mother started getting slammed with
Judge
hate.
Penny did.
Judge Penny did.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's.
So then Judge Penny's son was tweeting updates.
Is kind of clapping back at people, just being like, that's my mother and sort of things. And calling out really problematic, like racist shit that some fans have been saying. So on the one hand, of course, I would want to defend my mother. But at the same time, if it's a case, I think that actually ethically might fuck up the situation. And then it could delay the process for Britney, too.
So it's sort of like more. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I just think the stance should have been from the beginning. Like, obviously, I can't speak on this because that's my mother. Like, I think that just should have been it. I don't think you're supposed to weigh in on those things. So that's a goof. And we'll see if that affects anything, because then, like, the judge might get removed because of a conflict of interest. Who knows?
We'd be stuck waiting months and months and months longer.
Yeah. So foolishness and fuckery while she's handling her business. Anyway, in lighter news from Britney, we did get some key Instagram updates.
Yeah, she logged in for a few days there. She logged out and then logged back in.
Yeah, that was a very short hiatus, Nate.
Yeah, she was like, I'm done with this.
I'm done.
And then she logged back in and was back.
Yeah.
Which is very honestly relatable.
Relatable and me. Yeah. So I
shut my DMs off for like 48 hours the other day. I was like, I'm done.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm back today.
I'm back. Yeah, absolutely. So she is once again talking about this Project Rose, celebrating like a year and 9 months of it or something like that. Literally no one knows what that is, except now we're really starting to think it's like a gardening project in her backyard.
Oh, it could be that.
Like, that's what some people, they're like, is it literally the roses?
I mean, honestly,
I have no idea. Queen of mystery. And in the most shocking update, she casually referenced the ring she was wearing, and she's like, if you see, it's a mood ring, just like my song.
Taste. Bop.
The taste jumped out. Glory Stan confirmed.
I'm just thinking of all the little icons in our Discord where it's just like Phoebe Rexa Slay. Bop.
Yes. So that was a fun little Easter egg for fans. That was cool. And yeah, otherwise she's been bopping around dancing, that as per usual.
Yeah, some new cat suits again. New outfits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the story rages on, and we will find out as soon as we end this call what the next update will be.
Yep.
But September is right around the corner, so fingers crossed. Good Lord.
Well, Britney's clearly been doing some shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time. Oh, speaking of September, isn't September a big month for a cover?
You mean the cover of Vogue?
Isn't it? Isn't it like always, who's the September issue?
Yes, it is. It is the most, it's considered the Bible.
Oh.
The fashion Bible.
See, look, I do know things.
You know fashion. Yeah. Yes, the Vogue September issue has the most advertising dollars on it. And it's the one people look to for the spring, summer to fall, winter transition.
Not sponsored by Vogue.
No, not, I'm not in big Vogue pockets.
Clearly.
No. yeah, my $5 H&M tanks, sponsored by Vogue.
A little too lowbrow for us.
But, you know, and I also, there was a movie I just watched. Anyway, I think there's a September issue movie I saw in theaters. Anyway.
Yeah, there's a song called Vogue. Have you heard it?
I'm going to look that one up.
Yeah. Where was I going with this? Oh, I don't know. But know who wasn't on the cover of Vogue, but she was on the cover of Harper's Bazaar. I think it's time for...
I hit it.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
You are Beyonce.
Thank you. And that essentially was what that interview was.
Yes.
I mean, I love it. I tweeted about it. I love that Beyonce keeps people at a distance. I do.
Me too.
She's a smart woman. And considering all the ways that everybody gets themselves dragged or gets like in trouble with what they say or just lets people in the wrong way into their lives, I just think she has the right idea. She is an in-demand woman and everyone wants a piece of her, much like many of our queens. Mm-hmm. And I like that she keeps her guard up.
Truly the elusive...
The elusive chanteuse,
but like actually
the dangerous in Lavoose. Yes.
So she was on Harper's Bazaar in multiple covers. I feel like it was multiple covers.
Yes.
Photo shoots, Ivy Park.
Ivy Park kids with the Bobies.
Yeah. They're getting so big.
So big. Yes. They're growing up. And she did a very good interview inside, a very rare interview, insight into motherhood, the internet, social media. And she just had really good, insightful things to say about why she's kept up her boundaries pretty much ever since 4, I want to say.
Yeah.
Sasha Fierce, I am, maybe.
It's but been a while.
Oh, yeah. It's been well over a decade of kind of a iron fortress of Beyonce. But she said, you know, it's not because that part of me doesn't exist. It's my Virgo ass doesn't want you to see it. So I'm like,
we're not worthy of it.
We're not worthy of it. And honestly, we're not owed any imperfection or thing that she doesn't want us to see anyway. That's who she wants to be. I respect it.
And I think it makes everything so much more exciting when she does share it.
Yeah, she said she wants the art to speak for herself. Oh, yeah, that's what I stand to. She said she wanted to be like Sade or Prince and have your art speak for itself, but that doesn't mean you get to into their lives. Because, like, Sade obviously is, like, top for me, and she's basically an elusive chanteuse, too. Nobody knows what the hell she's doing. Just drop an album in between decades, and that's it.
But know what I find interesting about her is even when she does share photos from like a personal vacation or a date night, it's art because it's so elusive. Her photos where she was like on the boat with the red solo cup. Yeah. I'm like, that is an artistic photo set. That's a museum. That's an exhibit.
That's a billboard.
Literally.
It is.
But like if anyone else does it, I'm just like, oh, it's a, you know, a typical Instagram post. But with Beyonce, I'm like, oh my God, I love this exhibit that you just showed us. You know what I'm saying?
There's really something to be said about, you know, keeping it locked up in demand and not just giving it up for free.
Yeah.
Anything, even a basic candid.
OnlyFans.com/Beyonce.
Basically. I support it. Also, speaking of Vogue, we didn't talk about this, but High Fashion Editorial also goes to Miss Lola Leon. Lourdes, daughter of Madonna, was on the cover of the September issue of Vogue alongside Bella Hadid and a bunch of models. Very short answers inside, just being like, I pay for my own fucking apartment, bitch. Very, I'm my own person, which I imagine her entire life is going to be proving that she is her own person.
The girls of the girls, literally. September
the girls
issue.
Of the girls. The Bobies of the girls.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I think she's really fierce, but we'll have to see what she does next. And yeah.
Any other fashionable looks? I don't think so.
Nobody else was fashionable.
I also want to give it to Dorit from Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch? Oh, no, you're not watching?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so I have a hot take that this is one of the best seasons in Beverly Hills history. I think that's a fact. But Dorit wore this, like, idiotic, like, see-through, shining outfit.
Oh.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to her.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Nikki hosting Potomac reunion.
Oh, I feel like it's definitely happening.
Yes.
That's coming up.
It is coming up, yes.
And so is Salt Lake City. Did you see that trailer?
No. I saw that the trailer came out. Is that the one where she's getting arrested?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, who's the fraud, honey? And then they expertly... but also like horribly shady. Like when it ends, it's like a door closes, like Meredith Marks slams the door, but instead of it being a typical door slamming, it's jail gates slamming.
Oh,
I was just like, oh.
Masterful editing. Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted this. I'm obsessed with the fact that every franchise of Housewives is just different groups of felons knowingly putting themselves on TV every week.
Literally, every season.
Every franchise has felons.
Is there anyone that doesn't have a felon? Maybe Dallas doesn't.
Maybe, but maybe it's too soon.
Literally everyone has.
No, literally everyone has. I'm
Luann, Teresa, Erica Jane, allegedly. Jen Shah, allegedly.
Right, Phaedra's husband?
Phaedra's husband.
Yeah.
Too many.
Too
But also
many.
Not enough.
Not nearly enough. Felons only.
Who's the fraud, honey?
Well, Speaking of frauds, actually.
Oh, yes. Fraudulent segue. Alert. Time for some TikTok talk.
TikTok talk.
Okay, so I feel like no one is talking about this, and I was like, I'm going to discuss this on the pod this week.
Okay.
Because I had a theory.
I didn't get this update. Okay.
Do you know anything about this?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Okay, I literally was searching on Twitter. I'm like, why is no one talking about this? Why aren't the Swifties discussing this? Does anyone even know about this? So there is a girl on TikTok who looks identical to Taylor Swift. Some of her videos, I'm convinced, could possibly even be Taylor Swift. Her name is It's Not Taylor 13 on TikTok because it's not Taylor. She looks exactly like her. And she started going viral because people were like, oh my God, what is Taylor Swift doing on TikTok? And there was one where she was like washing her clothes in a bathtub. And all the comments were like, oh my God, Taylor Swift washes her clothes in her own bathtub. Like, people really believe that it's her, but it's not. So then the other day, breaking news, heard it here first, but like not really if you follow her. She posted that Taylor noticed her and that it's on the calendar that they're going to be meeting. And I was like,
well, okay, you guys, this is it. I will be away from this platform for a while and unable to post. You have all brought so much light into my world. I strive to always put a smile on someone's face. I love you. Thank you for your continued support. I'll be back soon. Winky face.
Yeah. So now she's putting up a hiatus notice.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But she hasn't explained it. Yeah. She's a nurse. Her name's Ashley. But like, I'm not wrong. Like, she looks exactly like Taylor Swift.
Looks like Ashley's about to become the new Melissa.
Oh, no.
Taylor is meeting with her to be like, look, I've wanted to go to Turks and Caicos for a long time. You're going to take my place.
I'm going to retire.
I'm retiring. I'm sick of this shit. I'm starting a lip line collection, becoming a billionaire. You can do the music part.
But like, is that not Taylor Swift?
That is Taylor Swift, especially at a certain angle. There's one where she's not, but at a certain angle, that's Taylor.
Yeah. It's so wild. And I was like, why aren't people not talking about this? But I have a theory. I think she's flying. I think Taylor's flying her out for something.
Yeah.
And she's going under the radar and there's going to be a collab. Heard it here first. Legends only.
Legends only exclusive.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's possible. She could put her in a video. She could put her in.
She could hire her to be like a permanent stunt double.
Like, she could be a Sia and have her be Maddie for a whole era of videos for sure.
Literally.
Like, have her be the, you know, the face of it.
Move her to New York and throw off all the paparazzi.
Well,
could you imagine? She's just like, oh, here's this mother. I'm going to move her and her family to New York, and she's just going to be my permanent stunt double.
That could happen. Iconic. And that does happen. Billie Eilish has had doubles, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them have to, you know, evade the paparazzi. And Taylor certainly has come up with clever ways, like stuffing herself in a box to avoid it.
Oh my God. I'm so curious what the tea is. I'm like, did Taylor Swift like see you and court her?
Mm-hmm.
Is she collabing with her?
I know. That is really interesting. Or like, she's just hunting her down on an island somewhere.
I know. She's like, I'm paying for your apartment for the rest of your life. You're not allowed to post on social media ever
again.
You're
just not allowed to be here anymore. Yeah. It could go so many ways with Taylor. I'm very excited to see. We'll have to watch It's Not Taylor 13's.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
If she disappears, you heard it here first. Ashley, we're looking out for you. I'm following her on Instagram. I'm staying.
And if you go on the folklore tour and scream Ashley and she turns around, that's how you know.
Yeah, literally. And she's tall like her too.
Yeah, they have
they have not just the same face, but they have the same body type. It's like fucking wild.
It is. It totally is. So something I also wanted to bring up, and a friend to Taylor, or at least like has been on stage with her. I don't know the extent of their relationship. I know you didn't watch. Miss Charlotte Atchison, Charlie Xbox, was on Drag Race.
Oh, yeah. I'm not watching this season. Sorry.
Right. You are not watching this season. She was the guest host. She put on a Hannah Montana wig. And they lip synced to Boom Clap.
No.
Like, of all the songs to do, 1999, obviously the one that jumped out to me, either if you're too online or you listen to this podcast, you are very aware that Gia Gunn and Charlie XCX had a FaceTime.
Yeah. And oh my God, what is it called?
That's where we get it from, because she asked Charlie what song she should do, and Charlie said Vroom Vroom. And the fact that the producers didn't think of that amazing moment to capitalize on is crazy to me.
Yeah, because that happened before they filmed.
Oh, way before they filmed.
Because the, oh my God, what is it called? It was like literally one of the first Cordova Zoom moments.
Of course. I feel like it totally could have happened. It was a thing already. And also just from a like marketing standpoint, I know that it was like commercially successful like many years ago. It was like the Fault in Our Stars soundtrack, I think. But that's like an 8-year-old song. That's so like annoying to do with an artist. Please.
Like literally Rue could have sat there and been like, oh, what is it called?
Yeah.
Like they could have totally played
into it. So much opportunity.
It.
And the lip sync was just awful. They had nothing to do with it. That song has no highs and lows. It was just not a good moment for Miss Charlie.
Boom,
but...
flop. Beat goes on and on.
And if you're listening and you happen to be close to Charlie, go on ahead and log into her phone and change her fucking password, because the song already leaked early by a month, the new single.
Oh.
Good ones. Yeah. Good ones? Good ones. Yeah, her single already leaked.
Well,
so.
I haven't heard it yet, but I'll have to look
that one up. Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. It seems to happen a lot to her, just like Lana. I feel like a lot of her hard drive ends up on Twitter. So
yeah.
Somebody got better lock that one up. Lock it. Literally.
That's
can
a
you
bop.
Unlock it? They should have done unlock it, and then they should have locked Charlie's cloud.
What's the one where her and that girl are like dancing on the car? That's a bop too.
White Cat.
Maybe.
White Mercedes.
Yeah, that.
Wait a minute. No. You're thinking about Gone. Sorry. Gone,
Gone,
know.
Gone. I don't know
what
it's called.
Yes, it's Gone. With Christine and the Queens.
Yeah, sure.
I forgot she had like two car moments recently, but Gone would have been good. And White Mercedes. Pink Diamond would have been good. Just track 10. I don't know. Go off. Anyway.
Well, oh, speaking of another Charlie, did you see the trailer for Charlie D'Amelio's Hulu show?
I saw that the trailer came out. I did not press play.
Yeah, it looks awful. It looks like very documentary style and not so much reality show.
Like less keeping up and more...
It's more of a PR, like, feel bad for me kind of a thing. It's weird.
Oh, no.
It was
like
very much,
for the record?
Like,
not to say that it's bad, but, like, a more dramatized thing?
It was, like, which I, like, get, because, you know, we've talked about it on here. Like, they're young, and
yes,
like, they skyrocket to fame, and it's like, oh, my God. But it was, the tone of
it was
weird.
It was more for the
like,
record than keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Interesting. And unexpected, because I felt like they're just trying to shamelessly be the new Kardashians.
So yes.
Interesting.
I thought it was a weird take on it. It was very much like, oh, you know, we have like 100 million followers, and you know, there's so much hate and blah, blah. And I'm like, oh,
there is so much hate in this world,
which is true. But at the same time, it's also, you know, I don't know,
because I don't think we can call it out all we want, but I don't think it changes anything. I think it's the nature of fame.
Yeah,
we'll always. I say we as in society will always take down the ones that are the most popular. It's almost like, well, then just do you like it or have your For the Record much later in your career. I guess, you know, it's like just live right now. Just live it up as much as you can, because they're going to come for you anyway. So have fun.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, that's unfortunate. And it's really sad. And also, TikTok. Dixie just celebrated her 20th birthday also.
Oh.
We posted pictures from her party featuring like Lil Huddy.
Tana Mojo.
Tana is everywhere. Noah Beck.
Even the paparazzi out here on God.
On God.
Icon. I like kind of stand Tana Mojo.
No, you would.
Yeah.
That's your territory.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, speaking of like hit things on TikTok also, there's this... There's a song that's certainly taking off and has been for a while.
We don't stand men, but...
It sounds like you stand it.
Want you to stand, na, 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 na.
Yes, if you haven't been on TikTok, Justin Bieber and the Kid Laroi, Stay has been everywhere, including that that guy who dances with the drones.
Yeah.
He's the one who like kind of originated this like funny dance thing. And then like Bella Poarch got in on it.
Yep.
And all these people...
Dr. Phil... I could not. The comment that was like, wow, they really did catch him outside, sent me.
They really did catch him outside. It really is crazy that, like, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't organic. I'm sure, like, Bieber's team, like, planted this or something. I don't know. But, like, all it takes is
I don't think they did.
Maybe not.
Because the original one was the guy with the big ass, which
his content.
Probably someone you would follow.
I am aware of his content.
So also, he started it. And then the guy with the drone.
Like, he's got red hair and a mustache, I think.
Yeah. So that was the original one. Then the guy with the drone saw it and was like, you know, and then made the drone video.
Oh, and
right. And then it just
skyrocketed. Having a competition for likes, yes.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, God, you must be so lucky to just have your song that has nothing to do with a trend and it just fucking takes off because of somebody made something funny with it. That's just the nature of TikTok.
Yeah.
It could be any song. You never know. You never know. In this case, they're like two very big stars already. But
yeah,
you never know.
And then Charlie Puth worked on it. So then he chimed in on TikTok and showed everyone the synth that
he's
he used.
He's a horny TikToker.
I know. I feel like TikTok made me like him.
Yeah, he's good at TikTok.
He's really funny at TikTok.
He either does thirst traps or instrument advice, which is both great for me.
Love yeah, or that. The reaction videos.
Yeah, that's true.
Are really funny. Or how he like reacts to a video of someone like screeching or whatever and he can tell the key of the song.
Yeah.
What was that one that he did where he's like, I forget what it was, but something screeched in the background. He was like, oh, that's a D flat.
Oh, the viral video of the woman taking the plant and squeezing it and making
yes.
the water come out. And everyone's like, that's pornographic. And he's like, the cicadas in the background are hitting a D flat.
Yes, the cicadas squeaking in the background.
Yeah. Oh, that was also big on TikTok. I think Lizzo duetted that as well.
Yeah, that was
the woman
disgusting.
Squeezing the pornographic plant. That was,
isn't it like
I knew that would trigger you.
Natural shampoo or something that comes out of it.
Yes, I think that's what they said. Yeah. Well, I've got that ready flowing through my body with my Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so I'm not worried about that. I sweat 2-in-1 shampoo conditioner. But but yeah, I think that's that about sums up where TikTok's at, besides all of the like environmental alarmism and existential crises TikToks I get daily.
Yeah. And all the people who are like, something big is coming.
Oh yeah, everyone.
Like, what?
Oh.
What is it?
Yep. Or the astrology talks.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
New moon every fucking week.
Every week.
I
abundance.
Give up on it. Yeah. If this is on your For You page, you know that something is coming your way.
Uh-huh.
Should I just start doing that?
That's what I was thinking. Like, should I just get on TikTok and be like, Sagittarius moons, this is not your week. Not knowing a damn thing. And then 100 million people will be like, oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, like,
you're
oh
right.
God,
I'm having
that.
A terrible week. Yeah. Wig, I felt that.
If this landed on your FYP, this message is for you. Yes, you are a fucking idiot.
Yes, you are. You are nothing of the sort. Yes, I feel very strongly that there are people and that I could just literally be like, Libra risings. I don't know what is up with you guys. You're all like, some of those videos are, they don't even say the words. They're just like, oh my God,
platitudes.
Cancer moons, something about your faces. You just, it's small features. It's like, what? How could entire groups of people like under the same moon all have, it gets me so angry, but I keep watching it. And it's all
well,
true.
Us Geminis, everything is true that's said about us.
Right. That is same with Capricorns. So
I may be two people, but I'm not two-faced.
You've got your Real Housewives line set up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's like, I got to go back to work.
speaking of another TikTok thing, do you know that guy that I sent you who's like, hello, you little bitch?
Yo,
was a really bad accent. Oh, my God.
Hello, bitch.
That was bad.
I don't know if it was Australian or New Zealand with a touch.
I don't know what that was.
Hello, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, God. Canceled. Troye Sivan duetted
one of his videos. I just
and
saw
I was like,
that.
Oh my God, I ship this.
I know. I hope he gets in on that. He's like the new crush of everyone right now.
Yeah. He sounds like Shrek. That's the voice I was trying to do.
That's your cultured reading of his accent. Yes, you've got a point.
Yeah.
Anyway. We've got some new releases this week. Not many, but we do have some.
Yeah. Starting out with my fave, Kygo has a new song called Love Me Now, and it's okay. It's very, like, typical.
Uh-huh.
But it's no Higher Love.
It's no Higher Love.
But so it's a bop.
How many tit shakes does it get out of five?
3.5.
Okay.
And the lyric video, or like the 3D animated videos, chic.
Okay. We love an animation.
She's a cute girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the judgment.
The long and short of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, moving on to somebody we've just spoke about, Charlie XCX and Saweetie, who has a McDonald's meal out right now.
Yeah.
Some of the girls on Discord have posted, I think. I guess the packaging is cute.
It is. I don't know. Yeah, they did custom packaging.
It's a cute
girl. I saw someone on Twitter said, oh my God, the Saweetie McDonald's meal gave me the D word. I was like, no. One of my oomphs said that.
I thought you meant depression at first. I had to think of D words.
Oh, no,
and I was
Well, actually, I don't know now that I think about it.
It could be any D word.
Now I'm like, oh.
Your D word could mean anything.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to look that one up.
If it was depression, I shouldn't be laughing. Now I feel bad.
Oh, well, okay. Moving on to Charlie XCX, Saweetie, Joel Corey, and Jax Jones have a new song out called Out Out, which is based on a sample of Stromae's 2010 hit, Allure on Dance.
Bop.
Bop, bop, bop. Allure is already a good song, so this is a good song, but it's only because that song is good.
Right,
because
of the sample.
So it's a sample. It's like a very...
direct.
Heavily sampled. Yeah, yeah, it's just like, hey, remember that song? It's this, but with some words on it.
Literally.
it's like... it's just not in French.
Slightly different tempo.
Yeah,
but like
bop. Bop. Nonetheless, we bop. But yeah. It is basically the same song. And I think that this, if we're getting into the Charlie XCX conspiracy world, I think that it lends itself to her whole I'm selling out era.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. She's
These are the guys who did Bed.
Yes.
I got a bed, but I'd rather mean yes. Oh, what if Charlie was on that?
God. And she totally could be. Jax Jones, honestly, has done... no wrong in my eyes. I feel like he's bop, 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 bop all the way. Joel Corey also is insanely hot. I did not realize this. He's like also ripped as hell. Anyway.
Oh.
I looked at his Instagram and I was like, oh.
That's so unfair.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's really unfair.
Pick something.
Yeah, yeah. Like when someone is so talented at making music.
Right.
Or being a producer. Hot. Where you could just like, you know, sit at your computer and just like make bops and be talented. But then they're also like really hot.
It's selfish and it's disgusting.
I think it's offensive.
Look at, like, literally, it is offensive. I will send you a picture. I did not believe that this was this man because I was like, oh, clearly this is some fitness influencer who showed up on my fucking timeline. And then I was like, what do you mean that that's this man who made Out Out?
All right, I'm going to look it up. Let me see. Joel Corey.
I sent you one. Joel Corry.
Wait, did he make
BICTH?
Did he make Matches by Britney?
No,
that was just the last thing I searched. Just kidding. Oops. On this iPad. Oh, what is this? Oh, this is a really bad spray tan, but like my type.
Right. Like he's very your type, Guido.
Oh my God, he's literally my type. That's why I stand bad.
32-year-old English DJ, producer, and TV personality.
Not this. What?
And he had the number one hit with MNEK, Head and Heart.
Yeah.
And he just happens to look like that. What the fuck?
Oh my God, literally this photo. Do you see this?
Yes.
My type.
Literally your type. This is...
You're one of my kind. You're one of my kind. This is so offensive.
Him on this boat with Ray and with Geta. I can't.
Well, I guess I better start hitting the gym.
I guess this is the type that we stan a man... because I don't think he's problematic yet. And he worked with our king, MNEK.
Yeah.
So I guess we have no choice but to stand.
Reminds me of that Mabel quote. You can't be ugly and angry. Pick one.
A local favorite.
Literally.
Oh. Oh, God. Actually, well, speaking of dance legends and people that have come out of the UK scene, Miss Katie B is back with a very different sound, I would say. Not very different, but a chiller sound called Under My Skin. This is probably her first release in a minute.
The Avril Lavigne album?
Yes, but not. But sadly not the same. Same vibe. It's more of a, it's a grower, not a shower. It's her first solo material in over 5 years, and it's more like R&B. As I say about every song that is like UK R&B, I wish the Sugar Babes did it. It sounds really good though. I like it. But she came from a place, so she had an album in 2014 called Little Red, and it is essentially like what you would hope Robin to continue doing. It was very that, like crying on the dance floor vibes. So I hope she's still crying on a dance floor, basically. And yeah, so that's Miss Katie B. I'm excited. This is a taste, and I hope we get more soon. Speaking of, I mean, the UK keeps coming. Elton John.
What are your five favorite Elton John songs?
You know what? I like, how could I choose? I love them all.
If you know that reference, you are truly a deep friend of the pod.
Deep friend of the pod and friend of Miss Max. Sir Elton Hercules John.
Is that really his middle name?
Apparently, according to Wikipedia, and he was born Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
What?
In Middlesex, England, yes.
So then why is he called Elton?
Well, some people change their names. He's called Elton because, oh, he was known as Reggie for a time. Anyway, he picked it eventually.
Wow.
I admittedly am not super well versed on Elton, although he is my mother's favorite. But he teamed up with our favorite 2020 world traveler, super spreader, and queen of pop.
Grammy Award winner.
Grammy Award winner, Miss Dula Peep. In what I feel should have probably come right around Studio 2054 when he had his little moment in the cameo, but it's fine, it's coming now.
Little random.
Cold Hearts, P-Now remix. Good. I think this is very good.
This is a bop.
Lovely to hear her singing some classic tunes, and I think they sound really nice together.
Oh, this is
and
a classic? You
know what? It references a classic.
Oh, what one?
Is it Rocket Man? Yeah, it's a mashup of his Rocket Man and his 1989 song, Sacrifice.
Oh. Wait, so is BB Rex's song a cover?
No.
Oh.
It has nothing to do, nothing of the sort. The,
okay.
Dua sings the chorus of Rocket Man in the song.
Gotcha. I don't know that song,
and
but
I think it's going to be a long, long okay. Anyway, yeah, it is a really cool artsy-fartsy take on some classics meets the future nostalgia sound.
Yeah, I have to sneeze. 1 second. Oh my God.
I will be leading the next guided meditation as our co-host takes some time to sneeze on me. It's been a while, but we're here now.
Ugh.
Okay.
Love that.
And while you were away, I was talking about a ton of rumors about you.
Oh, they're all true.
Which leads us, and they're all true. Leads us to our, I guess, the main event of the week, right?
Yeah.
Would you say? Sure. It's been a minute. Been about a minute since she's been back. Since 2019, I think.
I don't know.
Since
Because
I Love You. Right. It all sort of melds
since
together.
Since winning Grammys.
And to be honest, Lizzo has not felt that she's left at all because she's such a hit on TikTok. Like, I feel like she's super present and relevant.
Yeah, she hasn't gone she's away. Always,
right.
She won the Grammys. She's on TikTok.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it is still her first release of the year and her first since 'Cause I Love You. And of course, as is par for the course of, I guess, all main pop girls, it's got a Cardi B feature,
mm-hmm.
which is sort of a tried and true technique for the most part. And I will say, I think this is one of Cardi's best verses.
Yeah.
In a while. It's really good. Fake ass, fake boobs, made a million at Sue's. I really like it. I also feel arguably that the song is more relevant for Cardi than it is for Lizzo, because if it's a song about rumors, I feel like Cardi gets her fair share of rumors way more than Lizzo.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why it like totally works to have Cardi. And I feel like she speaks to like everything about her. Like, I don't know, like being paid off, the blogs, like all of that, like all the rumors. I'm a Bronx bitch with some pop hits. I mean, tea. I love it. It's true. But I think it's great. The lyrics are funny. They're typically Lizzo, I would say. And
I like the line about just wait until the summer when they let me out the house.
Yes.
And I'm like,
a relevant lyric.
Which one's it going to be? 22, 23, 24.
Right. That's a good one. Reading shit on the internet, my smoothie cleanse and my diet. No, I ain't fuck Drake yet. Yet another song in which we are clarifying whether or not we fuck Drake. Nikki also had to clarify.
I would also like to clarify that I have not either.
And I would like to clarify that I have. I feel that it is going to do well for her. I just think Lizzo kind of is always going to do well. I think she's in a good pocket right now.
Is there a new album coming?
Yeah, there should be a new album on the way. This is probably all leading to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, this feels like a Buzz single.
Yeah. But, and then of course we had the visual, which was giving goddesses, the muses, fun. Cardi very pregnant. We love a Cardi pregnant moment.
When is Cardi due?
I don't know.
Does she know if it's a boy or girl? What's the, do we have any details?
We might know that. No, I don't think we do, actually.
Rumors.
No, maybe we do. Rumors. Tired of rumors starting. Pregnant with second child, I don't think she has said. But I feel like there will be an extravagant reveal. Maybe she'll have the baby during the VMAs. Who knows?
That would be a first.
It would be a first. She would, too.
Yeah, I feel like she actually would.
She really would. In the hospital bed, talking shit.
Yeah, live streaming it.
Live streaming it, absolutely. And the baby comes out and does a verse. That would be. Yeah, we do have that soon, very soon, actually. September 12th, we have the VMAs 2021. And I will say that, like, that was one of the better shows of last year. We both were sort
absolutely.
Of, like, taken aback by the fact that the relatively floppy show for the past few years has kind of had a moment last year.
Yeah, I've talked about it a lot with people. I'm like, the VMAs was like one of the best examples of like using what you can to make a really over the top futuristic moment.
And I sort of feel like it could still happen in a lot of ways. I mean, it will be sort of, I think, Inside Outside in Brooklyn this time. I think it's going to be
there's something with New York.
Yeah, I think it's going to be at the stadium. And then I think they can still manage to have sort of a performances around the world aspect to it. It kind of feels like the same people will perform. Like The Weeknd is about to have another big moment.
God, it's going to be like, deja vu. Watching the VMAs with you. Oh, God.
Oh, we should start with Olivia driving in with driver's license.
Is she performing? I feel like it would make sense.
You know what? It kind of has to make sense because she's kind of the biggest girl of the MTV demographic right now. So I feel like that has to be the case. But I don't know that we have the performers.
I don't think so. We just got the nominees.
We do just have the nominees so far, which we will get into when we get closer to the show.
Yes.
Hopefully we can do a nominee and performer thoughts, predictions ahead of the show where we scarily predict every single thing that will happen.
Yeah.
And we can do that. We can do like a bonus app, and we can do, we have our live chat.
Yes, we do. Coming up.
We have a live chat coming soon at the end of this month. As always, everyone in the icon tier is welcome to join us for our lively chats that are live and chats.
Yeah.
And we also have the VMA tier, the chat tier on Discord, the channel rather, where we will be live chatting during the VMAs as we did last year.
Yeah, little event.
Little reactions and moods.
Sunday, September 12th. If we make it.
If we make it, if we are not under C. I was considering like finagling tickets or like going to scope it out, but I don't care that much, I guess.
Yeah, I also, like, don't want to get excited about anything because...
Well, there's that. But I also feel that the award show experience is not the same when you attend it. You don't get the visual. You don't get to see everything that you want to see at the same time. Like, if especially, like, when I did red carpet, obviously you miss things that
happened.
And then when you do... When you go backstage to, like, write about it, you don't see the things that people see. It's just, like... Yeah, it's different.
It's different.
And also, and then when you're an audience member, you see the setup of it all and the magic goes away a little bit. It's really special, but it's also like not.
It's fun, but it's different.
It's fun, but it's different.
Yeah. Totally. Like when I was in the audience in 2016, when Beyonce did that massive medley.
Right. It didn't look like anything to you because of the.
I could barely see her for most of it. From where I was. The
positioning of the cameras and stuff. It was a much more technologically involved production.
Yeah.
So it didn't. It must have looked crazy in person where it was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is still fun.
Oh, of course.
Because you get to see all the things there? That like watching Britney in the front row standing for Rihanna was one of my favorite memories.
Of course. It's definitely, if we ever get back to it, it's definitely an experience everyone should do if they can.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually, you know, we do have something to look forward to with that. And whatever else comes this way in this fun world we're living in.
Yeah.
Love to live.
Yeah.
Love to be present in the current simulation we're in.
Like Jordan Sparks said, one step at a time.
One day, one step at a time. Because that's all we can do right now.
Yeah.
So until next time, we hope that everybody stays safe, gets vaccinated, wear a mask, socially distance, be responsible. Have fun. Be gay. Do crime.
Live, laugh, and love.
Love.
Oh, that was another TikTok trend I saw where someone was going around to, it was like TJ Maxx or Marshall's, and buying one of those ridiculous, like Life by the Lake is so fun. Like those signs. And they took.
And they're all like lake signs.
Yeah. And then they put, what's his name from, he has the mask with the knife. Not
Jason.
Yeah. They cut out like a Jason painting and like put him into the lake and then painted it over so it looked real.
Oh, I love
that. They put it back.
Yes, I feel like I've been getting some feedback on my IG story. I feel like people don't know that I'm a horror stan. And like, it was Friday the 13th. And
oh,
so
yeah,
I posted
triggered.
Like something Friday the 13th. And I was like, hey, I love all the classics. Nightmare, Friday, Halloween, Jaws.
What Lies Beneath.
Yes.
Bop.
What Lies Beneath. A bop. Yes.
Oh my God. We should do a scary episode. Not like
arguably every episode is scary.
Yeah.
But
not a scary episode where we scare people, but where we talk about scary things.
We should.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell we could do, but do you have ghost stories?
No, I
don't believe in ghosts.
I don't believe
right?
in ghosts. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
I know. Yeah. I don't even have any serial killer stories.
Grindr horror stories.
I'm waiting for somebody to make, and unless it's already exists as like a B-grade movie, there definitely is a really scary horror movie to be made of like Grindr gone wrong. For sure.
Yeah.
And it's already like based on true scary things that have happened with it.
Yeah.
There are definitely, but there feels like there needs to be like a classic. Like there could be a Scream level good, like dating apps gone wrong.
Let's write it.
Movie.
Inspired by true events.
Inspired by true events. I mean, we both have had stories.
Yeah.
So. The one who wouldn't leave.
Oh, usually I don't have that problem.
Well,
yeah. It's usually I can't get out fast enough.
No. Oh, yeah. The catfishing of it all.
Oh, though. I've had those.
That I've had my stories.
Oh,
that's
that was
been scary.
Yeah. All right. Well,
stay safe out there.
All right. So anyway, until then.
Yes. Until next time.
We will
see you
soon. What the fuck is that?
That's like the Friday the 13th scary sound of him.
What?
Chase. There's like the.
I thought it was like. Do 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 do. Isn't that Halloween?
That's Halloween.
Isn't it the same thing?
Friday the 13th and Halloween are different.
Well, I know they're different days, but isn't it the same character?
No. Oh my God. Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees.
Oh, right. Oh yeah.
Two men.
Which is the one that Kelly Rowland called the F word?
Freddy Krueger, which is neither.
Oh, oops.
He's the one with the fun fashion Christmas sweater.
Okay, well, yeah. Bye, everyone. See you in
your
Halloween.
Nightmares.
Yeah.
Bye.